long as the idea of tamadhub and the existence of one madhab side by side with the other does not become the source of tension and belligerence between people, then there's no need to dispense with it. It can remain, and it has remained for 1200 years and more. There was just a question that was given to me in writing here, and I think we are running out of time. Muhammad? 1 o'clock. Okay, so we've got 5 minutes. Someone asked, what is the dawabit of being from Ahlin Nadar? The dawabit normally, peer recognition. A person doesn't announce to the world in print business cards to say, I'm in Ahlin Nadar. It doesn't happen like that. But recognition by teachers, recognition by peers. In the same way as the Imma Arba, they didn't study up to a level to become Mujtahid Mutlaq. They were recognized by their peers. Nawawi and Rafi'i weren't given ijazah by their teachers to say, you are the Murajjihin of the Madhab. They were recognized by their peers. So similarly here, recognition by teachers, recognition by peers, and then a person will be from the Ahlul Nadar. If it was, you know, لَوْ أُعْطِيَ النَّاسُ بِدَعْوَاهُمْ, person can just be given because he claims it, then we'll have chaos. Is there any kitab written by a Shafi'i on the lines of Kawthari's Fiqh Ahlul Iraq? Along those lines, well, there is some kind of history of the development of the Shafi'i Madhab, not quite on the lines of Fiqh Ahlul Iraq wa Hadithuhum, but in a more restricted fashion, the development of the Madhab. The Tabaqat books, of course, but then in more recent times, something along the lines of Dr. Muhammad Hassan Heet, who has written Al-Ijtihad wa Tabaqat Mujtahidi Al-Shafi'iyyah. Beyond that, more regionally, there's a book recently published by Darul Fath by Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr Ba'adib, Khidmat Ulama Hadramaut, or no, Juhud Ulama Hadramaut fi Khidmat al-Madhab al-Shafi'i. Aside from that, Dr. Yusuf Umar Al-Qawasim has written a book, Al-Madkhal ila Madhab al-Imam al-Shafi'i. And there are a few books of this nature that will treat the historical phenomenon of the Madhab. Can I explain the Nisab of the Madrasa in Usul al-Din Aqidah? I think it falls somewhat outside of the purview of what we set out to do here. But basically, I'm just going to mention the names of the books. We start off with Al-Jawahir al-Kalami, Al-Tahir al-Jazairi, and thereafter, Kubra al-Yaqiniyat al-Kawniyah of Dr. Muhammad Saeed Ramadan al-Buti, and then thereafter, a look at some of the firaq. Look at some of the firaq a bit closer without the use of any one specific book. Once upon a time, we used to use a section on firaq from Amidi's Abkarul Minan, and that proved to be a bit too long. Thereafter, Shihab Alusi, the author of Ruhul Ma'ani, he has a mukhtasar of Tuhfa Ithna'ashriya. It's called Manhaj al-Karama or something like that. We used that for a while. That has been defunct for a while, but anyway, that's more or less where we come to an end with that one. I hope these, where did these questions come from? Okay, that would be it more or less. We have literally 2 or 3 minutes.
Listening to what they have to say is a little bit more easier than it was. Via the internet, you can download stuff. And if you were to advise us or to tell us who are the leading fuqaha on the various madhahib that we can listen to.
Well, as a Shafi'i, I would rather just speak for the Shafi'is. The other madhahib can speak for themselves. Well, in terms of usul, in the contemporary days, of course, Dr. Bhuti at the head of the list, Dr. Mustafa Saeed Al-Khin has been there as well, Dr. Muhammad Hassan Heetu, in both usul and furu. In fact, I believe on the site mustanir.com there is lessons on Mughni al-Muhtaj that can be listened to, which I would definitely advise. I had the opportunity of meeting and seeing Dr. Muhammad Hassan when he came, when I was in my final year in the open, he came to visit and he addressed the students there. And I found him in his writings as well as in his person to be the kind of person that I would have reliance upon. In Egypt, of course, Dr. Ali Jumu'ah, he is a Shafi'i in Madhab. He does have a few opinions that raise a few eyebrows. But that book of his, Al-Madkhal, on the former Dahib, is a useful one. I think it's a very useful one. Other Shafi'i is Muhammad Zuhaili's works are good. I think his works are very good. And his works are probably at the forefront, the cutting edge of the revival of fiqh of the Shafi'i Madhab. Specifically, the Shafi'i Fuqaha thereafter of the Hijaz and of Yemen. Special mention need to be made of them. In the Hijaz, there is Sheikh Omar Jilani in Mecca. There is Habib Zain Ibn Sumayr in Medina Munawwara. There used to be Shaykh Ismail Zain. Shuaib, is he still alive? His son, Ismail Zain. Those are some of the leading Shafi'i Fuqaha that I'm aware of. In India, there are some in India, Sri Lanka. I've been a few years ago. There's an old family, the very same Makhdoom family of Zainuddin Malibari. There's a branch of it that exists in Sri Lanka. There are two young alim, Sheikh Rida and his brother, whose name I forget. In fact, they have in their existence a copy of Rawdatul Talibin, which is some 600 years old. And they have an uninterrupted chain of transmission all the way back to Ibn Hajar Haytham, from there further up. In South India, there are several who I did not have the opportunity to interact with. In Konkan, there's a madrasa in Konkan by the name of Jamia Husainiya in the village of Shirwardan. And the Shaykh al-Hadith of that madrasa is Maulana Muhammad Ibrahim Faqih. I've met him and I have the deepest of respect for him. He's written a very, very excellent work on Shafi'i Fiqh called Tuhfatul Bari in three volumes, quite a voluminous work. My father is in fact at this moment engaged in a translation of it. Those are some of the Shafi'i Fuqaha that I have heard of or met. And I think as for the others, the other madahib will probably be better. على مقتضى قولهم أهل البيت أدرى بما فيه. And I think
we will conclude with dua inshallah, and after salam yuzur bisal, we thank everybody for attending inshallah. There will be another program after Isha salam, so we request the ulama also to try to attend that program inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخاف فينا ولا يرحمنا يا مولانا يا رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.